It's the Mornings with Ed show, just a minute after 9 o'clock, and I first got hip to this band because of some Bruce Springsteen covers that I'd heard, and I thought, wow, this is really cool stuff. Then Alyssa walks in and says, hey, you know who I've got on your show? I've got Who Can Sleep on your show. Just delighted, man. Absolutely delighted. They've got a brand new single called All Your Love. You're going to hear that a little bit later on. For the moment, though, please welcome Dean and Lex to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. This song is called I Might Just Die. This is Who Can Sleep.
Without you, I might just die.
The band is Who Can Sleep. That's Lex and Dean. That song was called I Might Just Die. And the thing I love the most is watching them look into each other's eyes as they sing that song, man. I'm telling you, that is a cool thing to see. And you'll have a chance to see them if you're in Northern California. Our Northern California listeners have them going to Sacramento on March the 7th, by the way, at the Fox and Goose. We'll give you more information when they come in and sit down and talk to us here. Let's hear something else. This one is called Sleeping with a Celebrity. Please, once again, to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in Laguna Beach, please welcome Who Can Sleep. Can Sleep. What a song. That one was called Sleeping with a Celebrity. Let's have them come on in here, sit down and chat with us. But first, I need you to hear their brand new single. This one is called All Your Love and Who Can Sleep.
You made lemonade on a rainy day like some magician in your computer. Save the dog.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. The band is Who Can Sleep. I have Dean Vivrito, Lex Helgerson in studio with us. That song you just heard is the brand new single called All Your Love. First of all, let me say thank you for coming in this morning, both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a great morning. And even in the sound check, you just sounded so together. This is just a perfect chemistry of vocals and guitars and just outstanding. I love having you guys in studio this morning.
Thank you.
Tell me about that song we just heard. Tell me about All Your Love and what went into the writing behind that.
It came from a dream, actually. It was right before my birthday, and we were releasing the Springsteen stuff on my birthday, and literally these images in my dream, saving the dog from the quicksand, losing my driver's license when I was trying to at a bar. And Dean is really selfless in our relationship. And sometimes I wonder if I give as much as he gives to me. And I don't know, it just came out.
It just happened. Yeah. And pen to paper, as soon as you noticed that she had been writing that song or was working on that song, you knew obviously this meant for you.
I guess, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Either way, it was a cool song. I was still going to embrace it. I haven't really thought about it since then, but the fact that it was such an intimate kind of humbling thing to hear that
right.
in a song, I had to kind of approach it differently. Oftentimes, you know, Lex and I will co-write a lot of stuff. She comes to me with a lot of material, and then we kind of carve it out together. And I didn't really, well, partially because it came kind of fully formed and. But also maybe because of the subject matter, I didn't feel like I could do anything with it.
Right.
So, we designed the sound of it in the recording, but as far as the composition, there really wasn't much left for me to do.
Right. Yeah. I made mention to the audience after the first song, I Might Just Die, the way you two look at each other during a song, it draws the audience in. I know that you just only had an audience of one here sitting 12 feet away, but it does. It absolutely makes us love you right off the bat. So how did you guys meet?
Oh, we met at Al Cid in Silver Lake.
In L.A.
In L.A. And I was performing. I think you tell the story better.
Well, my story is really long. Dean always said, so I'll keep it short. But Dean was performing a set. I had just arrived from Virginia, where I had last been living. There was an open mic happening after the set. It was my first open mic. I was terrified. This was about 6 years ago. And Dean kind of kept looking across the room at me, and I kind of kept looking at Dean. And then eventually he walked by again, and was like, "Hey, is anybody sitting here?" And apparently I just stood up and with arms open wide and hands spread and fingers like, "Come, yes, come sit here." So that was that kind of, but we dated for a few months, split up, and then got back together some 6 months later, actually.
Now, that first walk-by could have been narrated by David Attenborough in one of those animal films. Ah, the male likes to walk by, right, and the female will draw him in. Yeah, right, okay.
Right. Precisely.
I think, yes, so. my
So the very first song we heard was I Might Just Die. Tell us about that song, please.
Dean had a progression. He had a melody, I think, already going, and said, I need some words. And I said, you're the reason I woke up today. And I don't know. Then it just kind of happened again.
Yeah, we were, you know, some songs you work on for weeks and months or even years. This one just kind of came in an afternoon. We were listening to Bonnie Prince Billy.
Okay.
And I just had that feeling of writing something like he does, in this vein of kind of a lyric that seems ridiculously over the top, like a Hallmark card gone wrong. You know? Without you, I might just die. It seems so ridiculously romantic, but
at the same time, I think that there's some truth to it, and
sure,
and yeah, and thinking about the people that we just lost yesterday here in Southern California,
right?
I
failed to mention, and I would mention it later on in the interview, so as not to make you all kerfuffled here. But yeah, you came in very emotional. We're all emotional this morning, it's a raw nerve that the entire, certainly sports community, certainly international sports community, but most specifically the Southern California community. Yeah. We were closest to them. It was, first of all, it's tough to perform under those circumstances, under being that emotional. Is it hard to write music when you're emotional, or do you find it easy to put pen to paper at that point?
Sometimes I don't even put pen to paper.
Okay.
Like the second song we performed, I didn't even, the first time I ever wrote anything down was just now to give Dean the last lyrics, which aren't mine, which are Shakespeare's, actually. I didn't have to write. That's kind of the best when you have the guitar in hand and are singing or words are just coming, and I didn't write a thing down. It just,
right.
But I've written things. I've been a teacher too. I've written things like while students are taking an exam, another song that we sing. But sometimes, when I'm emotional, sure. But then sometimes I go back and I'm like, oh, that's terrible. I'm too emotional.
Right.
You know, that
was my next question. Is it possible to be too emotional in a song?
Probably. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
All right.
I mean, the first song, the lyric is so blatant. I don't know, singing it for me, I feel like I can't totally take it seriously.
Right.
But we've performed it for people, and people feel they take it sincerely. So,
right.
You know, sometimes you might intend for some sarcasm or.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily translate. People seem to really like it. So I guess. When it's a funny thing, like, what was it, Voltaire who said, anything too stupid to be said is sung.
Yes.
Is it like, if you read song lyrics, sometimes they sound terrible, but if you sing them.
Right. Now, I notice as you're saying that quote, the teacher is nodding her head. Yeah. Yes, you're correct.
Voltaire,
correct.
Yeah,
it is Voltaire.
I got Voltaire correct.
So if you're just joining us, the band Who Can Sleep, we have Dean and Lex in studio with us. If you miss any portion of this, you go to the KX93.5 website later today. We're going to podcast it. It'll be on the podcast page under the Mornings with Ed. Last thing I want to ask you guys is about the Bruce Springsteen covers you did. First of all, I couldn't get past how great these covers are. What inspired you to cover Bruce Springsteen, and especially the Born in the USA album?
That's one for Lex, for sure.
About a year ago at this time, I woke up one morning and said, hey, Dean.
Just like that.
It's like, oh, no. You know, Bruce and I have the same birthday, September 23rd. And this year, 2019, the record, Born in the USA, is turning 35. And I'm turning 35. It was released in 1984, the year I was born. And in 1984, Bruce turned 35.
Wow.
So this year, Bruce turned 70 in the record and I turned 35. So I said, hey, Dean, maybe we should, you know, like cover a song. And out of character for Dean, he says, maybe we should cover the whole album.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, are you crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we got through side A. We went to my grandmother's house in Sacramento and set up a recording studio in her garage in the summer when we weren't teaching at the time. And we wanted to really reimagine, because we're not Bruce and we can't do what he does, but the record has tremendous meaning for both of us. And we wanted to reimagine what the songs could be with both of our voices. And it was really hard, actually, sometimes. It was hard. But
not an easy project. I mean, you know, obviously such an iconic record.
Right.
So we tried each song many different ways.
Sometimes.
I'm really glad that it's... struck a chord with you.
It did, and it still does. And I'll tell you, I do a regular thing during the 7 o'clock hour on my show. It's called the Personal Stash, where I'll play things from my personal stash that you'd hear at my house.
Oh, cool.
Your cover songs of Bruce are in my personal stash now. Wow. Yeah, since I started tracking you, you're there, and the listeners
thank
will
you.
Be hearing them.
That's
one
awesome.
At a time here,
thank
man.
Thank you.
So
thank
cool.
you.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
So you're in Sacramento, and you're touring Northern California in March, right?
Yes,
so,
and Oregon, and we'll be in Seattle as well.
All right.
Through March, and yes.
Okay, and then you're back here, and we can look forward to seeing you.
Yeah,
okay.
we should be back down here in May, playing back down here in Southern California in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I could not have been happier that you guys came in this morning.
Thanks.
How do our listeners find you on social media? Where do we get your music?
You're pointing at me.
Okay.
I'm no good at this stuff.
It's just three words. Who can sleep? No question mark. At who can sleep on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, all those places.
All right.
Yeah.
Lex Helgerson, Dean Vivrito.
And we just want to say rest in peace to the all the people who were killed in the crash yesterday. And we're still really sad about it.
Yeah, we all are. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Thanks to both of you for being in this morning.
Thank you, Ed.
All right.